What are we singing? We're singing that what stood by us throughout all this time is that same promise of the Brit Min HaBetarim. When Hashem promised us, when Hashem promised Abraham that we would make it out of Egypt alive and well, so it wasn't only a promise to Abraham, it was actually a promise for eternity, that throughout all our troubles we would make it out alive and well. Vehi, and that promise, Shamda Lavotenu Velanu. That's what stood by us, and that's what we're going to sing now. Let's see. Everyone raise their glass. Vehi Shamda, Vehi Shamda, Lavotenu Velanu. Vehi Shamda, Vehi Shamda, Lavotenu Velanu. Shelo Echad Vilvad Amad Aleinu Lechaloteinu. That not one alone stood upon us to destroy us. Ela Shebechol Dovado Omedim Aleinu Lechaloteinu. But they stand upon us to destroy us. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Meyadam. And the Holy One, blessed be He, saves us from their hands. I've been a father before. I knew what he was up to. Okay. Okay, now I love the Shweki tune for Vehisha Amda. I don't think it has any place in the Seder. The Seder is about tradition. This is the song we've been singing. Sing it the morning after Pesach. But at the Seder, keep the tradition, let your kids know the song. Okay, now we're up to the part of the Seder which you have a choice. You can be an ignoramus and fly through it and get it done in about 10 minutes. What? Or most people don't know what they're saying at this point. Or you can understand what you're saying, and then you can see how this is the bulk of the story, and this is tremendously enriching. So our choice over here is to speed on the one hand and understand on the other hand. We want to understand. This is the part. Now what the format for the next few pages is, the Haggadah is going to quote a pasuk and then dissect it and explain how each word in that pasuk teaches us something else about our affliction. So most people don't even know what they're doing. They just read it. But you guys should know what you're doing. So let's start going through it. We just said that for all times we've been afflicted. Every time people wanted to destroy us, right? So we're going to start with our first big bad enemy. Who was that? Tzilmat. Go out. Go learn. What did Lavan the Aramean want to do to Jacob? Look at us. Who were we threatening then? We weren't this big, threatening Israeli Zionist menace, right? Well, who were we threatening? It was Yaakov. Poor Yaakov. Paro seemed good compared to Lavan. Paro said, kill the boys, but keep the girls for prostitution. But Lavan bikesh rakol takor, but Lavan wanted to kill everyone. Shneimar, as the verse says, Arami oved avi. The wicked Aramean Lavan wanted to annihilate my father. So even though Lavan didn't succeed, we view it as though he did. Lavan came full force with an army chasing after Yaakov with intent to annihilate everyone, his own daughters, his own grandchildren, everything. That's what Lavan's intention was. And after Yaakov had to contend with Lavan, he further descended to the Egyptian exile. And he lived in Egypt in small numbers. And he became an awesome, mighty nation down in Egypt. So that's a pasuk, what we just quoted. That's a pasuk in Deuteronomy. Yes? Arami Oved Avi. Now we're going to take word by word of that pasuk and analyze what it teaches us. Gentlemen, should we make a coffee break now?
No, just why don't you see the first paragraph here?
The column.